One thing to remember is this ore does, they use a lot of dispersants, which causes it to dissipate. The second thing is it does weather, so to speak, over time, and you will start seeing some oil balls, tar balls, or some pieces that may look like cardboard. And we have seen some of these pieces about 40 miles south of the oil spill already, so it does show that it is breaking up some and it is starting to weather. So that's where we are. We feel like that, you know, based on everything we know, that this, we need to follow this over the long term to make sure what is happening. Not a lot has been said about our fisheries or our marine mammals and things like that. We need to follow this over the next few months and maybe even a couple years based on what happened in Exxon Valdez.
Hogarth added that some of the oil may have entered the loop current. He said that this means many Florida beaches won't see the worst of the slick, but that weathered oil may start washing ashore soon.
In the near future, any possibilities of oil being on the beaches of Florida, with the exception of any, you may see tar balls anywhere. Some of those are natural, some are maybe as this breaks up and moves. And we do feel like that it has entered the loop current on the surface anyway. We can't talk about the water column because we don't have those samples yet.
Ernst Peebles, an associate professor at USF's College of Marine Science, said the loop will probably not carry oil from the underwater plume.
The loop current is part of a shallow surface circulation, whereas a lot of the dispersed oil has entered very deep water beneath that surface circulation. And that deep water can move completely independently of the surface water. So the loop current may entrain both traditional surface spills that we're used to seeing in an oil spill scenario, but it also may capture. It may capture a film of oil at the surface, but because dispersants have been used, it may also capture some of the dispersed oil as well.
But Peebles did say that the dispersed oil might hurt newly discovered populations of deepwater coral.
Most of the corals are in relatively shallow waters. We do have a series of deepwater coral developments that are out near the edge of the West Florida shelf that are actually fairly recent discoveries, and those would be the most likely to be damaged. The shallow water corals in the Keys are less likely to be affected by this.